Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
While I wait, God works. This is not a nice little Christian sentiment to get you through a hard season. This is anchored in the unchanging word of God. He promises us, if you wait on me, I'll work for you. If you wait on me, if you're patient, if you have expectation, if you don't give up, if you don't cash out, if you just keep following me, I promise you, you may not see what I'm doing. You may even be tempted to think I'm not doing anything at all, but all the while, I'm orchestrating things for my glory and for your good. God works while we wait. Even when I don't see it, and even when I don't feel it, you're working. So grab hold of that and cling to that truth. It doesn't mean your circumstances change in a minute. It doesn't mean you're going to wake up tomorrow to a bed full of roses. It just means that while you wait, heaven works.
God's always working. No matter what the crossroads you're at in life, when you are forced to face the trials and tribulations of life, when you are at the point not knowing what to do or where to turn, you can trust in God. Every one of us go through valley experiences. Every one of us are faced with these valleys. These are part of the experience of life. But every time we go through these valleys, we need to know that He's there. God may not do what you think. He may do the total opposite of what you think, but He's still going to do something. So many times we think, God, what have you done? Why have you left me out? No, man. Apathy's not in that brother's vocabulary. And He ain't never late. He made time. He is time.
He has infinite wisdom. He has all the information that could ever be known. He's the Alpha, the scripture says, and the Omega. So He stands at the end and makes decisions about now, where we stand in the now and go, with all the information we have, we don't know why, God, you're not doing this. And God's going, oh, that's because you don't have all the information yet. There's a lot of things you don't understand yet. And I'm navigating all those pieces to make sure what we do isn't fast, but is right and is good and is noble. Lamentations 3:25 says this, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the person who seeks after Him." You have to know today that we are serving a God who is other than us. It's not a better version of you, bigger version of you, cleaner version of you. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, is what Isaiah says. So when you can't hear His voice speaking, trust that His hands are working.
Trust God's timing while you wait. Trust God's timing while you wait. There's a reason for your delay. See, there's a reason for every season that we go through. And if we'll not get bitter and upset, we'll start to trust God in the middle of the season. See, I like A and I like Z. I'm not a big fan of LMNOP. I'm not a big fan of the middle. I like the beginning and the end. But God says, if you'll trust me from L to M to N to O to P, I'll take you to Z. And you'll be grateful, because what I'm doing in you is more important than where you're going to. What I'm going to do in you is more important than what I'll do through you. I've got to do something in you at G, H, I, J, K before you get to Z. You think you're ready for the blessing, but I'm still preparing you. I'm still working in you. It's a process. Trust God's timing. He's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for your life in the season that you're in.
No matter how big your problems are, if you can spend time in the presence of God and you know that he's walking with you, it overrides everything else that's going on in your life, because you just know that he's going to take care of it some way, somehow. You just make sure that you stay in faith, that you keep believing and let me work. As long as you're believing, God is working. And I'll tell you what we need to be saying more of, and I've been doing this for a good number of years, and it's really, really helpful. When I'm waiting on something, and then I start to think about how long it's been, and you know, my mind starts to go negative, I say out loud, God is working. God is working, and it helps me, because he is. You know, when you get a breakthrough, God didn't start just working on that a second before you got it. God's working in your life right now. He's heard your prayers. He's working in your situation. But especially when you've prayed prayers for other people, you have no control over how long it takes them to listen to God. You work hard and you've believed God, and you've been waiting what seems like forever for that kid to change, or for your finances to change, or for you to change, or whatever. But I'm here to tell you, I've been there, done that, still go through it in different seasons, at different times, and I am telling you by the word of God and from my experience and the experience of many others that God is faithful. And I don't know how long you will have to wait, but I do know that God will come through. And I do know that you can enjoy your wait if you will just improve your attitude.
How we wait is possibly more important than what we're waiting for. If we're going to spend all this time waiting, why not wait with the right attitude? Why not live our best days even while we're waiting for the destination? You don't have to wait till you get to the destination to live out your best days. You can start living out your best days even while you're waiting. That's what God wants for us. And I feel like God has this thought with us. He says, listen, there's a right way to wait and there's a wrong way to wait. Some people wait with impatience. They wait with anger, frustration, twiddling their thumbs. When are you going to be ready? When are we going to get there? Are we there yet? Some people wait with anger. Why have I not reached to where I want to be? Why have we not sold the house yet? Why haven't we moved into a house? And sometimes we can get tired while we're waiting on the next season of life.
And hope begins to wane in the waiting, doesn't it? Because you begin to think, okay, well, maybe tomorrow's going to be the day. Well, after so many, maybe tomorrow's going to be the day. The enemy begins to have a playground with your mind and go, no, yesterday wasn't the day, and tomorrow's not going to be the day. I'm waiting here. We, as a people, don't like to wait. So at the end of the day, what do you do when you feel like his voice is silent? We trust that his hands are active. His ability to work does not hinge on my perception of him working. He is God Almighty and paints on a bigger canvas than I can imagine. This is who he is. He's never missed a call. He's never done something he wished he could take back. He's never been so busy figuring out something that he missed you over here while you were doing your thing. Never one time has God failed. And today won't be the day he starts, and you won't be the person that he starts with. This is the hope.
But remember, what is hope? It's a positive expectation that something good is going to happen to me.
To have hope and expectancy is the Hebrew translation for the word wait. So he's not saying just wait, like, you know, maybe this is going to happen, or kind of like throw a coin in a wishing well. I wish this would happen. No, he says wait with an expectant heart that God's going to bring this to pass. Wait with great expectations. And this is what Isaiah says. He says, if you'll wait upon the Lord and you'll wait the right way, he will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings like eagles. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. That's God's promise to us, that if we wait the right way, We're not going to get burned out. We're not going to get exhausted. We're not going to get impatient and settle for something less than what God has promised us to wait on. We're going to be able to hold steady in the middle of our waiting and not fall off, not quit church, not quit believing in God, not give up on the promises. Sometimes when we're waiting for a promise, it's easy to get exhausted while we're waiting. It's easy to get impatient, to feel burned out, to just say, you know what? Whatever. I'm not going to church. I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to stop reading my Bible. When the promise comes to pass, then I'll believe that God's for me. We've got to learn how to wait with expectancy, that even while we're waiting for the promise to come to pass, God's with me. He's for me. He's working behind scenes. It will happen. God, I'm believing that my best days are not behind me. Lord, I'm believing the promise will come to pass. What's in front of me is going to be greater than what's behind me. Lord, what you're doing in me is greater than what is happening to me. Lord, I'm standing on your promises. I will not quit. I will not give up. I'm expecting a harvest in Jesus' name. God's saying, it's time for you to wait with great expectations. This season is important. Don't get bitter while you're waiting for the promises of God to come to pass, while you're waiting for that family member to get back to church, while you're waiting for that loved one to give his life back to Jesus, while you're waiting for a house to sell, while you're waiting to do that next season, direction from God, whatever you're waiting on, God says, wait with great expectations. Put your hope in the Lord. James chapter 5, verse 7 says that we're called to wait like a farmer waits for the harvest. A farmer is confident. He's not stressed out. He's not worried. I don't know if the harvest is going to come. No, he knows harvest is on the way. I've done my work. I've planted. I've done all the watering. It's just a matter of time before the harvest gets here. See, we're called to wait with that kind of confidence. God, the promise is coming to pass. What I've been praying for, Lord, I've been sowing the seeds. Lord, I'm expecting the harvest is on the way.